Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we have two people from the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce. We have John Hall, President and CEO, and Jake Buchanan, the Director of Economic Development in Tama County. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Thanks for having us on, Zach.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming by. And Jake, welcome to Marshalltown. I don't know, are you from Marshalltown originally, or how did you kind of end up in this position?
Yeah, so my father lives in Marshalltown. My mom's from Tama, and I grew up in Tama, Toledo, but you know, my family's from Marshalltown originally, so yeah, been in both cities a lot in my whole life. So
you have an understanding of kind of how both cities operate. You're almost kind of the perfect person to slide right into this role.
Well, I hope so.
So, John, let's just talk about this role and kind of this new partnership that you guys were able to form with Tama County. You guys are the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
So bringing Tama County in, how did this really kind of happen?
Yeah, this is happening in more and more communities across the state. So it's not, we're not reinventing or inventing a new model here, but it's really taking a look at what does modern economic development mean? What are the expectations for modern economic development? And different than 20 or 30 years ago, where it was really singularly focused on industrial recruitment and industrial expansion. Now it involves so many more things, from housing to Main Street development to retail, restaurants to childcare and workforce. I mean, you name it under the sun, there is likely somebody from the economic development world that's engaged and involved with it, because all of that has an impact on our employers and our business community. And so it was late last year, late in 25, that a couple of the Tama County Board of Supervisors came over to meet with myself and a couple of others on our team and, you know, basically ask us, what would economic development look like in partnership with Marshalltown? And, you know, I've done this before in my career, so this wasn't a new concept. So we opened and kicked around a few different concepts and ideas, and ultimately what I said to them was, you know, before we try and put anything together, I think that there are some great resources that exist in the state of Iowa that you all need to be in contact with in order to really understand what economic development looks like, one, but two, knowing the transitions that they had kind of pushed the county through, we didn't want to be seen as the folks that were coming in to poach this or take this or tell them what to do, but really wanted this to be the right fit for them. And if it wasn't the right fit, we didn't want to engage in it. And so they met with you and I's Institute for Decision Making, and ISU Extension and Outreach has an economic development specialist who happens to be from Tama County, and both of them, through their recommendations, ultimately suggested that, you know, going to Marshalltown and hiring the Marshalltown Area Chamber of Commerce to be your economic development agency is going to be the most fruitful for you as a county. And it really boils down to the reality of, while Jake is sitting in the seat as the director of Tama County Economic Development, our entire team, the entire bench strength of our organization, is engaged in what that means for Tama County. And so Jake doesn't have to be the expert in everything. He doesn't have to know all of the players and all of the pieces on the table. He can reach out to Kate on our team if there's a workforce or HR question. I can be involved for a lot of the business development and industrial work. It can be a true team effort that utilizes the strengths that our team already has, the depth of bench that we already have, while also bringing somebody else in to help round out and support the team, lead the Tama County pieces, and then as Jake continues to gain expertise and develop, inevitably there will be expertise that he'll have that he'll be able to engage in things in Marshall County or Marshalltown that, again, it just creates this really collaborative and supportive work environment around economic development. And frankly, that's how we've operated since combining Chamber, Economic Development, and Tourism underneath of our office, is that same kind of mentality. And so for all those reasons, this made a tremendous amount of sense to bring together.
Yeah. So Jake, what kind of background do you have in economic development? Have you done anything kind of in this role before, or is this something that you're going to kind of learn as you get going here?
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm going to learn as I go. I think the main reason I was brought on is probably because I have a lot of relationships already with people in Tama County. My previous role, I was a district supervisor for a chain of local gas stations that were owned locally. And so I had relationships already built with, you know, business owners and community members. And so, you know, I would say my strength is that my ability to, you know, use those relationships to reach out to people and then get to know even more people. And I definitely have a lot to learn from John and the organization when it comes to economic development. But I feel like, I've been having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the first couple of weeks have been pretty good then, coming on.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the job that I've kind of always wanted. You know, even when my previous career, I was definitely more of like a customer service specialist when it comes to taking care of people and making sure they know that you are passionate about providing them a service that is important, you know, to them, but also to you. And so I think that translates a little bit here. I think that will help me make myself successful.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Is, you know, very few people come into the chamber economic development world with expertise or experience. I mean, that's just part of the reality of the world we live in. And so when we're making these hiring decisions, and especially for key personnel like this one, it's more about disposition of character than it is about true experience or skill set behind it. It's about the ability to walk into a room and to not have grudges that are predetermined or feel like you know the answer that you're going to be offering, but that you can truly listen to what the needs, challenges, and opportunities are, that we can, in some cases, you know, be the adult in the room that says, hey, you know, the tone's getting a little vitriolic. There's a little bit of aggression here. Let's figure out what a practical and workable solution looks like. Because at the end of the day, we don't really care whose fault whatever might be, or who's in the right and who's in the wrong. We just want to have a really incredible and successful community, and that means bringing everybody together. So if we're the ones that have to be humble about things, then we'll be the humble ones, or we'll be the aggressive. We'll be whatever role we need to fit in that. But it's about that relationship with individuals and people that Jake's past experience, which for those that are listening, the listenership that maybe recognize the voice but don't recognize the name Jake Buchanan, Jiffy Jake is as he was known in his previous career. I think he's trying to get away with from it, and I don't think we're letting him. You know, he just has a great disposition and a great character, and his ability to relate to and work with folks, again, on the customer service side, certainly, but just that ability to connect with folks is really the key pieces there.
Yeah, customer service is really kind of everything in every job, whether your customers are the patrons walking in, or in this case, your customers are kind of the businesses and those relationships you're going to build in Tama County, right?
Exactly, yep.
Okay. So, John, one of the things that you had talked about is, you know, you're building community. I think back, and just because RAGBRAI is something I've been talking about a lot lately, I think back to a couple of years ago when RAGBRAI stopped in Tama County.
Yeah.
How many people were in Marshalltown that day? I was helping out at the pool, and it was packed shoulder to shoulder, and all the people were from RAGBRAI just trying to get a little reprieve from how hot it was that day coming to the pool. So, I mean, Tama County and economic development over there is going to bleed over and help here in Marshall County and Marshalltown and vice versa.
Well, and that's the reality of the way that our region is set up is arbitrary county lines don't actually mean things to most people. The reality of our market, the Tama County market, is that there is so much interplay between individuals who live in Marshalltown and work in Tama County, or vice versa. A lot of grocery shopping happens here in the Marshalltown market, whether that be Walmart or Hy-Vee or Fairway. And so there's a tremendous amount of traffic that kind of goes back and forth between the two counties. And with that, it's one of those that, you know, we're working on the success of Marshalltown and Marshall County, but can we truly be successful if we have a neighboring county that is struggling or you know, losing a population or you know, if they lose employers, what impact does that have on our market? Folks that rely on jobs over there, it just makes it harder for us to do our work over here. And so for all those reasons, it makes sense for us to work collaboratively, because success in one county will bleed over and mean success in the other county.
So, Jake, how could people get a hold of you then if they're listening to this right now, they're a business owner or work for a business in Tama County, and think, hey, that'd be great to connect with the chamber. How could people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you can find my information in two places. One, you can find it on the Marshtown Area Chamber of Commerce website. Also, I have a page on the Tama County website. But my email is jbuchanan, so J-B-U-C-H-A-N-A-N, at marshalltown.org. And then my cell phone is 641-481-3870. And so either of those that work is fine. And I think there's even an office number listed if they want to call that too.
All right, we won't quiz you on that. You're still just a couple weeks into this, getting your feet wet here. But John, Jake, I appreciate you guys stopping by today and just kind of shedding a little more light on how this relationship will work moving forward. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, Zach, and look forward to coming back and talking about all the successes of this relationship and how we're continuing to build on it.